On Midwest Week, will some minor league baseball teams be eliminated, and what's going on at the Field of Dreams? I'm Herb Trix. My guest this week is Steve Batterson, sports reporter for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. So, Steve, last year Major League Baseball announced some plans to eliminate some minor league teams, including some in this area. What's happened since then? Are they still at risk?
Yes, certainly they are still at risk. This is all locked into some negotiations that are going on between the major leagues and minor league baseball, which is the governing body of all of the local minor league teams. Mm-hmm. Player contract between those two groups expires after the end of the 2020 season. It's the main contract between the organizations. It's why a certain percentage of your ticket sales for a River Bandits game in the Quad Cities or a Lumber Kings game in Clinton is collected and sent off to the major leagues right now. Mm-hmm. It's a negotiating process that is going to be fairly cumbersome, and it's not going to be resolved anytime soon. That's probably where things are at right now. There have been a few back and forths between the two sides, but in terms of actually any real progress in these negotiations, it's been pretty minimal to this point.
So what would be the benefit for the major leagues of eliminating some minor league teams? And then wasn't there some talk about setting up a new minor league system?
There are a couple things in play here. The major leagues have been under some pressure to raise salaries for minor league players. One way to do that is to cut jobs. And one of the things that you're seeing right now is that with the possible reduction of 40 minor league teams would be those dollars that would have paid lower level minor leaguers then will be pushed forward to guys at higher levels. So that's one thing that they're looking at. There's also been talk over time of trying to develop players in complexes, like in the spring training complexes and that kind of thing. Some of those things are all in play right now. It's all their negotiations are really probably still in their infancy, I would say. The clock hasn't run out yet, so there's no real push on either side to get this thing done right now. And what shape or form that may take in a couple of by 2021 remains to be seen.
And what about the reaction to this plan by Major League Baseball? Hasn't there been some rather strong opposition to it all?
Certainly, the politicians have become involved. A lot of the communities are spread across the country. Many of them are short season league communities in the West and in the Appalachian area. Those are teams that may or may not be around in another year. There has been talk about the River Bandits, the Burlington Bees, the Clinton Lumber Kings, the Beloit Snappers, and this league, in the Midwest League, that may be in jeopardy as well. And those teams are certainly fighting. They have solicited the input and help of some elected officials. Baseball has a very coveted antitrust law that they've benefited from greatly over the decades, and that may be at stake. It certainly is one of the items that some senators and congressmen and congresswomen have certainly said would may come into play if these teams aren't preserved.
Is Major League Baseball losing money? I mean, you talk about how they want to save money. Are these people headed for destitution in some way, Steve? I know that sounds somewhat cynical, but
that's pretty accurate. There is no shortage of money in Major League Baseball, and the profits were in the billions last year. So there are dollars to be spent, and it's just a matter of how they are being spent and what share or what cut Major League Baseball can get from their minor league affiliates, which the percentage that makes its way back up that ladder right now is relatively small.
Okay. Now, you've also been following Plan Steve for the Field of Dreams up in Dyersville, Iowa. What's going on up there?
Yeah, there'll be a major league game scheduled to be played there this summer between the Yankees and the White Sox. They're going to erect a stadium that will seat around 8,000 people for one major league baseball game. They're going to pay several million dollars to build this facility. So baseball has some money to play with, and it's going to do so at you know, a very iconic movie site that you know, typically draws a lot of interest from tourists and that kind of thing over the course of a year. This will be a field that will be kind of situated beyond the left center field row of corn at the Field of Dreams, and spectators attending that game will have to walk through this path, this corn line path, to get there. And when they get there, what they're going to find is a temporary stadium that is being built. The field was leveled and all of the dirt work that had to be done was put in place last fall. Sod will go in this spring, giving it plenty of time to take root before the August game. Mm-hmm. They anticipate the surface being essentially kind of a mid-grade major league field playing surface. Mm-hmm. Probably not, wouldn't qualify as being one of the best, but it also would not qualify as being among the worst.
So what's the long-term use of this? Is it just a tourist draw, or would there be regular games of some kind played there?
This is Major League Baseball attempting to attract fans and draw interest in new and different ways, not unlike the game that was played at Fort Bragg a few years ago. Same type of situation. The stadium was erected for one game, and then it disappears. Everything will be removed, and a year from now, it may be back to corn or beans or what, whatever the rotation might be in that given plot of land. But it's a way for baseball to attract new fans through different avenues.
It sort of reminds me of the NHL playing outside games in places like Soldier Field.
And that's become kind of an annual thing in hockey. Mm-hmm. And certainly, I think baseball sees kind of the revenue possibilities from mm-hmm. those types of events. And this is one of their ways to kind of grasp onto that.
Okay, so Field of Dreams was a great movie 30 years ago, Steve. Thousands, millions of people enjoyed it. What's the draw of this field out near Dyersville now?
If you build it, they will come, and they still do.
Someone will, okay.
Yeah, people, will venture out to that little plot of land on a regular basis year-round, whether there's corn coming up or not. And it is kind of a unique setting. It's out in the middle of the country still, and when the corn is up and growing, it's a unique little setting that you can see the movie set. I mean, it's the farmhouse is still the farmhouse. It's always been there, and it's just an attraction from that standpoint.
Are there people that dress as players from the years ago and standing around, or something like that?
At certain times of mm-hmm. year, yes. And they have events there. They have annual events where they will bring in some former major leaguers to play a softball game or what have you. And mm-hmm. so, some of them raise some money for charity. Some of them are just simply tourist draws. Mm-hmm. It's one of those attractions that with the love of the game that so many people have, continues to draw fans and just interested folks who've seen the movie. It's a chance to step on a movie set and feel like you're back there 30 years ago when Kevin Costner was out on that field.
And James Earl Jones.
Yeah, you can take the kids out and play a little catch and they let you do that. And it's the attraction is still there now as it was back then.